Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Carla B, and you're tuned in to the E-Buzz.
E-Buzz. Carla B.
Same old television shows. Want to see some programming that will jolt your senses? Introducing America's newest network, Punch Television. Coming to DirecTV, Channel 341, July 1st. Punch Television Network. Finally, a network that hears us.
Punch TV.
Are you thirsty yet?
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
This is a Team Tough Guns production.
Put all the petty aside when I ride by. It's as it is in Garrett's Park as we park in Noah's Ark. Saving in seeds from the phony, covered in baloney from the industry that left him so cold and lonely. You can't mold me, shape me, or break me. Remember, hatred never makes me. I'm cruising over volumes of water, lifting up from chaos. Yo. As it is in the hizzy, and if you say you're too busy, oh, that, who's coming with me? I'm sitting pretty, captain of the ship, saving MCs in every single city. I hear them yelling out, please, and it's past a pity. Disconnected, your soul is injected with a virus called being neglected. You're infected, but let me play the doctor for a second, letting you know how it feels to teach these aggressors a lesson. My pen is my weapon, as it is deceptive. I suggest you keep on stepping out the same window you crept in, armed with the torch light, like in the south sipping iced tea. Feel the cool breeze, how refreshing. It's on, here's the medicine for you and yours. Better than anything else to open up doors to knowledge. Let it flow through your veins, bringing growth back to this flowistic plane. Put on the petty decide when I ride by. It's as it is in Garrett's Park as we park in Noah's Ark. Saving in seeds from the phony, covered in baloney from the industry that left him so cold and lonely. You can't mold me, shape me, or break me. Remember, hatred never makes me. I'm cruising over volumes of water, lifting up from chaos and disorder, bringing substance back to your sons and daughters.
I'm bringing substance, fluidity, the opposite of stupidity. Someone get the AC to handle this humidity. Why is and as it is, and this is just how it is. Rappers for the people reciting on this heavy hit. Rock instrumental, this is not coincidental. Hop up on the airplane and take it continental. The flow on a different par, and I don't need a flashy car to ride around in. To let them know I'm a superstar, chain and the glamour, the glitz and the manner. Tour bus, big yacht, Manhattan banners. I'm just city bound, my fam, I like to be around. It's the beats of skyscraper, why the message underground? And that's the reason we should rise up. It's swag on 100. time to get your flyer. Why as it is.
Put all the petty aside when I ride by. It's as it is in Garrett Park. Cause we parking over dark, saving in seeds from the phony. Covered in baloney from the industry that left him so cold and lonely. You can't mold me, shape me, or break me. Remember, hatred never makes me. I'm cruising over volumes of water.
From Senegal in Western Africa. In a country where poverty is still widespread, a group of young musicians are developing a unique brand of hip-hop, sending a message of hope to the country's younger generation. A story from Senegal, from the capital city of Dakar.
It's me, I am Senegal. So, of course, I love Senegal.
Yo. Lu wéru xéer ci bir xel barti barti ruuyi jugge medd doon bakkan daali dekki xam-xam bi law waagab aqanu ku ñu xamul dëgg nga ñu ku ñu dëgg yëpp nga ñu ñaari góor yàlla jugge suuf jëm kaw doon jëm law ba faw di xeexal néew di doole wëri réewu réew taxaw kat ci li ñu woote medd meeñu boole yow xoolal li ñuy xoole jëm yi baat yi yoon beeg xeex bi ku xam suñu démb xam ni ñoo ko war ko xam suñu yoon xam ni li ni doy na war dom xel ak koor ko ci bu doomul da fay dik buru DK gal ben number one dunya bi lañu ak foko wedde na la wan dem nga fa ci man dama lay ban lek sa fan ku xamal ki ma doon laaj ci len ki noy kan
story from Senegal in Western Africa.
Senegal, as in the US, hip-hop is very popular. Say what you're insulting.
A story from Senegal in Western Africa.
They point fingers at the corruption and the poverty that plague the country.
The op for them to make it big in the music industry was very
swift. C'est court d'instant, je demande l'attention que l'univers entend. Encore un cri dans le vent, encore un scut dans les rangs, encore un album dans le tas, walk up dans les bacs. Une histoire, une fée, music, philosophie, un temps. Tu poses un souffle dans le cœur, l'horreur dans nos rues, l'espoir dans nos vies, le bonheur de nos frères, l'éclair de nos rêves. On rappe, exprime l'expérience de nos vies, on rappe, détermine l'expérience de nos nuits. S'écline, t'entends, apprends, dans longtemps, observe chaque cas, chaque mot, chaque pas. Banlieusa respire de son art, il s'exprime sans répit, représente les miens. Au bord du cours, il transcrit la vie, le décrit en récit et même en poésie.
A story from Senegal in Western Africa, from the capital city of Dakar.
Senegal, it's me, I am Senegal. So, of course, I love Senegal.
Story from Senegal in Western Africa.
In Senegal, hip-hop artists have a special mission. You say what your intent is.
Welcome to EOTM Radio. Carla B here. Happy Friday evening to you all. Happy 11-11-11. It's still 11-11-11. The track we just played is by a hip-hop band out of Senegal, whom most recently made their way to Washington, D.C. They've made Washington, D.C. Their second home. Wajibo, that track was a message of hope, definitely profound, which is definitely what we need, not just in hip-hop music, but music universally. So hats off to them doing some awesome, awesome things, and happy to have them be a part of the Explore South Africa tour. Tonight, y'all, I'll be chatting with some extraordinary entertainers individuals that are part of the Explore South Africa Tour, also known as ESAT, which is an initiative that is driven by As It Is Entertainment and Headgear Media. My company, EOTM Public Relations, is heading up the public relations. I'm also the creative director for ESAT. Now, As It is actually preparing for performance tomorrow night. She was supposed to call in, but had some last minute loose ends to tie up for her performance tomorrow, so she would not be able to call in today. But we did feature one of her tracks at the top of our show. It was right before Message of Hope. It was called Industry Influence, and that was by our girl As It Is. Also, another quick announcement, the group Waterflow, well, actually the band Wajibo with group members Waterflow and Eyewitness, they're supposed to be here also, but they're actually touring out of the country. And Waterflow called me and he said, well, he actually emailed me and he was like, you know what, Ms. B, it's going to be like 5 a.m. in the morning over here, so I'm not going to be able to call in. So, yeah, we wouldn't want him to have to call in at 5 a.m. So next time they'll be on next month when we do another show on the Explore South Africa Tour. So I know I'm talking a lot about ESAT, all these like sign languages thingies and stuff and all these acronyms, but ESAT definitely stands for Explore South Africa Tour, and it's so exciting, y'all. I'm just so happy to be a part of it. ESAT is a mass conscious music movement uniting hip-hop artists and fans globally. This is a really large initiative that's definitely taking off. We felt that conscious music or conscious hip-hop needed a major boost into the forefront of the world stage, which has led us to create a platform that showcases these phenomenal hip-hop artists with a message, hence the creation of ESAT. So really quick heads up, y'all, we'll be taking calls from anyone that would like to call in and talk about hip-hop and what it means to them. You guys can definitely chime in with us, 718-664-6543, 718-664-6543. That's our studio line, so definitely feel free to call in. And with that said, I've ran my mouth a little bit too much. I probably should take a commercial break, but I'm not, because I have somebody that's definitely so inspiring to me. And he's been waiting for about 13 minutes, so I'm definitely going to bring him on now. This guy is actually, he's the winner of our I Am Conscious music tour. It was a Facebook contest, and this remarkable man has actually been doing his thing as far as performing for years. He's been bringing forth conscious music that can sustain a generation. Eyewitness is his name, and he'll also be joining us in Johannesburg, South Africa, as well as some other cities on the tour, April 2012. So with that, Ja, you are live on the E-Bug. What's good?
Oh, give thanks and praises to the Most High and the ancestors continually, and I feel blessed to be here. How are you?
I'm just super great. Actually, John, I'm so inspired. I'm inspired for a lot of different reasons, but I'm definitely inspired to be able to be on air just doing what I love. So thanks for asking.
Give thanks.
Yeah. So I guess before we even dive into anything else, I want you to go ahead and share with our listeners a little bit more about you.
All right. Well, I'm Genesis Oshagwaro, also known as Ja Eyewitness MC, from 804 Virginia, Petersburg, Virginia, small city, big dreams, and out of the DMV area right now in Washington, D.C. Been doing the thing for a while. I'm an MC, singer, vocalist, producer, and a man about the people and for the people. I just love doing this music thing, man. You know, for the longest time, it's more than music. It's more of a mission, you know, mission toward balance, toward you know, consciousness and righteousness in the music, bringing that back to the music and back to the forefront. That's what we started in the first place. So, yeah.
Right, right. You know what? Exactly. And I want to ask you something, because of course today is of some significance. Actually, a couple things I know to you, because you got some major things happening. It's your birthday for one, so I want to say happy birthday to you.
Oh, good, thanks for praises. Yeah.
Yeah, and then also, I actually posted something today on Facebook and our Facebook group, Entrepreneurs on the Move, and actually posted something in regards to numerology and this whole 11-11-11 thing. So I just wanted, considering 11-11-11, Ja, it's still trending on Google, so it's definitely still a big topic for people, a big topic of discussion. So before we even get into the tour, what does this numerology thing mean to you?
Wow. Okay. Well, as you mentioned, today is my birthday, 11-11-11. And if you add all those 11s together, you get 33. And that's just how old I happen to be today. So I've been waiting for this day for a very long time, you know, and a little bit about the number 11, that's in numerology, that is seen as the master number, and that's the number of the visionary, you know, and me being Ja Eyewitness MC, you know, I see the works of the Most High and everything that happens, great and small, and also I see a vision of what hip hop could be and where we could take it, you know. So
right.
me being born on the power number 11, and then reaching my new moon on 11-11-11 at the age of 33, completeness, numerology plays very heavily into how I act and what I do, you know.
Wow, that's definitely something. It really, really is. I just want to say really quick, I know that, and I don't want to get off topic, but I definitely have to say it, and I definitely want to say it. Definitely to you, considering you have a little bit more insight than I did in regards to this numerology thing. But probably for the past 2 years, I've been, you know, consciously I've been seeing like the number is 704. No, 7 and then 0 and then 4. It's always like 704,
right.
And that time. So I've been like really wondering why was that. And so what I thought was, I'm like, okay, well, I used to date a guy that lived in that area code. So I was like, well, maybe he was my soulmate and I missed out. So I keep seeing that because of that. So, but of course, when I started doing a little bit of research on it, I saw, you know, I actually added 704, but that was 11. So I'm like, okay. Because when I Googled it, no one was searching, was asking in regards to what the 704 means. So I'm like, okay, well, everybody else is searching for 11-11-11 or, you know, something like that, but nothing about 704. So I added it together, and it was 11.
Yep.
So I definitely think it really means something, you know.
Everyone is kind of noticing the 11s right now, and what I've been explaining to people is the whole phenomena of 11-11 is the opening of the consciousness gateway. We've all been seeing these 11s for a while, and we've all been knowing that things aren't quite what they seem. There's a little bit more to what's going on. And now that the gateway of 11-11-11 is opening, the whole global consciousness and universal consciousness is becoming more aware of the higher aspects of being. And also, it's a time of manifestation. So, you know, whatever you hold in your mind, will manifest at a very rapid rate. So you need to be careful of the thoughts that you hold and the aspirations and goals. Like right now, we are living within a vision. And I know it sounds weird, but we're kind of living within a vision that I had a while ago and that I hold and maintain. So I'm just witnessing what's going on and giving thanks and praises and knowing that, you know, I'm not being affected by it, but I'm an active participant within it, within the manifestation of all this and you know, forward and on with that consciousness.
Right, definitely. That's definitely profound. That's something that really make you think. I believe it's not just a coincidence. So thanks for that. What I want to do really quick before we even get into any into the tour, I want to share with the listeners some of your music. Let them really feel what we've over here at EOT and Radio Media has been feeling since we got this music. This first track is, of course, by yours truly, Ja Eyewitness MC. It's called, I think the title is, Gotta Be More, and it's produced by St. Paul. Check it out, y'all. We'll be right back with the Ja Eyewitness. Okay?
Bless.
Gotta be more, man.
Gotta be more, bro.
Either sitting there, starry-eyed, staring in the deep space, thinking the whole world's a ghetto, and ghettos is man-made, tripping on the man-made, kings act like band-stays, and how they killing kings with that man-made age, mind steady wandering, pondering the future, should I take a couple classes, learn about computers, maybe I should call back the Air Force recruiter, I'ma prove them all wrong, I will not be a loser, listen, he got a vision, but his people claim he daydreams, most of them hating cause they way short of daydreams, sometimes they say things that they don't really mean, like we just beat them down, every day the same thing. He's down inside, he's thinking this is it, it can't be. I know that it's gotta be more. Man, I can't see living just for pennies and crumbs. Hearing the slums surrounded by fiends, dealers, and bums. He's saying,
most times, he can get your fine.
This ain't
gotta be more.
Starry-eyed, staring in the sea space, thinking the whole world's a ghetto, when ghettos is man-made, tripping on the man-made, queens turn to sex slaves, and how they killing queens with that man-made age, mind steady wandering, pondering life, how niggas wanna turn around, but never into a wife, how after sharing all the treasures, niggas stop at the right, be fed up with niggas coming and going out of her life, so she's up all night, weeping as a shorty tries to sleep, think she gotta compromise the dignity so they may eat, never should a queen have to sell herself in the street or bow down to no man, prostrated on the knees, she wants to love, haven't seen him since the sentencing. Her love sucked down, cause that gay was distributing. She wished that she's had a father more than anything, but I just respect. So other queens, she's considering dead.
Most times, says he can heal your
fine.
This day, you gotta be more.
Starry-eyed, staring at the glass pipe, thinking the whole world's a ghetto, and ghetto just ain't right. Tripping how the man injected poison in the ghetto life, and how it feels wrong, searching hard for that kid right. Round up all midnight from youngest on the street light. One of his own nephews still treat a nigga fiend like. Try rehabilitation, sober never seen right. Pain was unbearable, I guess he won't be sober type. By yourself in the battle with himself, all without a helping hand, burn every hand to help. Now the family's hands off, even moms won't love him, man. Can't bear to catch your baby stealing from a purse again. Yeah, it be hurting him, but that thing be calling him. Stepping through the cracks, deeper and deeper he falling in. Let a nigga hold a dollar, let me hold 50 cents. Quick highs, long lows, every day that's all it is.
Most times says he can get your fine.
This ain't
you gotta get more for yourself and you gotta read your mind.
There must be more.
Your gotta be more. Gotta be more.
That was hot. Welcome back, y'all. This is Carla B with the E-Buzz. That right there was by Ja Eyewitness MC. That was Gotta Be More, produced by St. Maul. That was hot.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say. And I'm going to welcome you back on. It's on you. What's up with that?
Oh, give thanks and praises. Give thanks. That was a tune produced by my Simply Lace brethren, St. Paul. We've been working together for so many years. You know, very, very, very influential to my growth as an artist. I mean, we grow together from when we was doing it live on stage with Barefoot Sound to the present day. And every step where I take along, the brother takes with me. And I'm blessed to have such a talented brother I'm working with, you know. And as far as the track Gotta Be More, just, you know, the way that we're presented as a people, you know, the way we're presented as a people is just very short of the fullness of who we are and the fullness and greatness of who we are as a people, both past, present. And if we know the past and present of our greatness, then, you know, we can carry that and build upon it into the future. So just let people know it got to be more than, you know, the average hood story and, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, the everyday things you even see in front of your face is more to the everyday things you see right in front of you, you know.
Yes, so. I definitely agree. And that just really shows that God really puts people in place for things at the right time. So there's always some divine order to things. And, and here you are. I'm going with us to South Africa for the Explore South Africa tour because your music is definitely what we are looking to push more of into mainstream media. So that's definitely what's up. So a question for you: What's your thoughts in regards to the state of hip hop today?
Wow, it's like everything else that we're experiencing right now, it's at a state of great imbalance, you know. I'm not going to say, like, some of the more negative aspects of hip-hop, I'm not going to sit here and bash those things because, you know, those things exist. What we have right now is what I like to call life imitating art, imitating life, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, which came first, the gangster or the gangster rapper, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I've
know,
never
lot,
heard it put that way. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of what I'm seeing, because I used to mentor youth in a program in Southwest Virginia called the Downtown Music Lab. And, you know, innately, these youth were not bad youth, but they were trying to live out the stereotypes that were presented to them within the songs and everything like that. And I'm like, man, that's not even you, you know. And what I realized is the youth were imitating the songs, but the flip part about it is the artists doing the songs were imitating an image that was put out there through the music itself. And, like, who's controlling this image? Oh, that's who's controlling the image. So they were setting the image of who we are as black men and black people, and setting, you know, even, you know, overly sexual, you know, violent, all kinds of things, not able to articulate ourselves, not educated, you know. And then, you know, when a brother is not those things, you know, he's cast out and seen as whatever. But, you know, sometimes that makes it difficult to see black genius, you know.
Right,
so,
I definitely understand, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's art imitating life, imitating art.
That's what's up. Y'all heard it from Joe right there. I want to, before we go any further, I have to really quick give a quick announcement. Of course, I want to recognize these some of our sponsors so far for the Explore South Africa tour. I want to definitely give thanks to DigiPixel, their graphics company out of Tunis, Tunisia. They'll be doing all of our official graphics, logos, and again, that's DigiPixel. Want to definitely give thanks to Hype Magazine. I want to give thanks to LA Channel 36 in Los Angeles, as well as my company EOTM TV. And actually got some major announcements I want to announce. I can't announce until next week, though, but definitely some strong partnerships with a company that actually hit us up today in regards to wanting to partner with us. Their company is extraordinary, and just what it's going to do and where it's going to take these artists that are part of this tour is just unbelievable. You know, I'm just so excited for, you know, just to be able to push this kind of initiative out there, whereas it is definitely needed. And as far as conscious music is bringing it more to the forefront, and I just want to thank everybody that has definitely got behind the tour thus far, and just all the great people and, you know, that are working behind the scenes trying to make this happen for the artists that will be performing in South Africa. I also want to let y'all know that we'll definitely be bringing it to the States as well. Our team is coordinating the cities in the United States. So after we leave South Africa, we'll be coming to the States, and then we'll be branching off to different countries as well, because this is definitely getting, you know, became more just so big and bigger than I initially thought that it could be. So definitely want to give thanks to everybody a part of it. As it is, of course, she's a headliner, DJ Ducey out of South Africa. Also, he's the CEO of Headgear Media. And actually, he's trying to call in right now. I know it's like really early in the morning in Johannesburg, South Africa, but he is definitely trying. Hold tight, y'all. What I'm going to do really quick is I'm going to go ahead and put on another of Ja Eyewitness MC's tracks. This one is called Grown. Ja, if you can hang tight with us for a minute, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool thing. Hold tight, Ja. This is Grown by Ja Eyewitness MC.
La 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 terre a dit oui. Sénégal, il est l'heure de dire oui. Jeunes d'aujourd'hui, nouvelle génération, reste pas la honte, sois fier et digne de ton pays.
Sénégal, please. Mon frère, aïe, car Youssef, sous nos galets, sous nos balles, j'attends, gisme, vive pas fait, n'y a pas un de farin, y'a pas un de l'état, y'a plus bandouré, y'a plus bandouré, gourgui, gourle, n'y a pas de balle, n'y a pas de choppy, n'y a tech techy, n'y a craft techy, y'a un manche bonheur, et si n'a Dakar, what n'a Corée, what n'a Akbar, sous nos hell helly, sous nos rajotali, polo, choco, moi et connu rati, taf connu wendy,
Welcome back to the E-Buzz. This is your girl, Carla B. That was Senegal by Senegal hip-hop band Wajibo. And before that, we had Ja Eyewitness play two of his tracks. And we got Ja with us. So I'll let him go ahead and tell a little bit about those two tracks that we played of his. You with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here to give thanks and praises. Well, I think the first one was Grown, a track called Grown. And that's all for my latest release that came out today, entitled 11. And basically, that track is kind of the, man, it's the exact mood I'm in right now. And that it's like, I'm kind of smiling to myself, like, hey, I'm grown. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're 33, right?
Yeah, man. And like, you know, I, well, actually, I'm like hailing up my mother and father on this day. My father's still here in the physical, but my mother became an ancestor 2 years ago, or about 2 years ago. And now I'm really coming to the realization of, you know, I really am grown. And, you know, it's a bunch of responsibility, but at the same time, you know, I embrace that responsibility totally, and I see a brand new, you know, it seems like all open from here, you know. So that's kind of what that song is about, just giving praises for, you know, the position that I'm in right now and going forward from here, you know.
What about the next one?
The second track was called I Know, and I produced that one and played all the instrumentations and scratches. And that features a vocalist and Simply Lace artist, Clarity Street, a very, very powerful vocalist out of North Carolina. And sister, I'm working on her project right now. But that song, I Know, is throughout all of the hardships that we may go through and all the uncertainties, there's certain things that we know. And one thing that I know is that I am one with the all. And being one with the all, you know what I'm saying, I can gain power and gain strength within that, you know. The more I'm connected to the all, the more I embrace that connection to the all, the more I'm blessed by the all. So, you know, just a declaration of, you know, oneness with the Creator.
That's what's up. I love your music, and you're doing so many great, great things. Even, you know, definitely outside of the Explore South Africa tour. I think I've seen today that you had some, like, debuts of some of your music today. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Like, today at 11:11 a.m. on 11:11:11, the Project 11 was released. And basically, I debuted 11 tracks having to do all of the tracks are love songs. I would dare to say that all the tracks are love songs, just love expressed in different ways. You know, some of them are the love of, you know, between a man and a woman, that masculine, feminine thing. Some of them are about the love of self and the love of the Most High and the love of the ancestors. And some of them are about the love of the actual music and the love of doing it. So, it's love expressed on many, many levels. And that came out, that's on Bandcamp right now. If you go to jai-i-witness.bandcamp, you know, you can pick that up, of course. And that's kind of what came out today. Everything else I'm kind of holding.
That's what's up. Well, congratulations to you on that. I want to ask, because we haven't even really touched bases at all in regards to, you know, you being part of this Explore South Africa tour. And, you know, being the winner of the contest and all that stuff. I know we talked about it briefly on another show. I think it was last month. But just in case we have new listeners that didn't hear that, let's talk about the Explore South Africa Tour and what it means to you to be part of something that is definitely taking off just in fast motion.
Yeah, I mean, it is so huge to have the honor of being included in this undertaking, because I mean, it's such a noble thing that's going that you all are putting down, and to be a part of that is such a great honor. To be able to represent conscious music, that's a heavy. Heavy honor in that, you know, when you think of conscious music, you're thinking about KRS-One, you think about Rakim, you're thinking about, you know, Poor IT Teachers, you know, you're thinking about Talib Kweli and so many great artists. And, you know, to be going out there holding that flag of conscious music, you know, and taking on the world stage is just amazing to me. And this is my first international, this is the first time I'm taking my physical self outside of the country for musical purposes, and to have this first experience go down in the motherland is just unbelievable to me right now, and I'm still floating, you know, I'm still floating
right.
On the high right now. Yeah,
it's definitely a beautiful thing, and like I said at the top of the show, I definitely feel like it's you know, everybody that's a part of it so far, it was meant for them to be part of it. It's really crazy. I don't know if you even heard the story on how we were able to get the Senegal's band Wajibo. You know, because they were a big inspiration in regards to the tour, because when we started doing research on music and hip-hop in South Africa, they were like the top hip-hop band in Senegal, and they actually were interviewed about 2 weeks ago, 2 years ago on ABC, and I think that the title of that article was, or it was basically talking about them or hip-hop artists in that part of the world being the voice for the voiceless, because journalists in Senegal, they could not really write what they wanted to write or what they were seeing because of, due to the politics and the way, you know, freedom of speech was really like is still non-existent in a lot of parts of the world. And that's how it was in Senegal. So the hip-hop artists had to be the voice of the people, and they had to, in their hip-hop and their lyrics, they were talking about things that the journalists couldn't really talk about. And I thought that was so just profound, you know, just to see how hip-hop is in the States, where, you know, some artists, they just, you know, talk rap about the bling-bling, nothing really important or anything, just about just fast money and fast cars and all this other stuff. But how the hip-hop artists in that part of the world, they're really, you know, they're really trying to change things. And and I thought that was definitely something that we wanted to try to, you know, some hip-hop artists in the United States, just so that they can really see, you know, where these artists in South Africa are coming from, you know, just to get a better understanding and just to unite, because it's all about really artists uniting and just really putting great stuff out there. So that was how we wound up getting them. So I saw that article and actually reached out to them and sent them the information on what we're doing, and they jumped on it right away because they thought it was something, they felt that it was definitely what they were wanting to help push. And so they're a big part of this tour, and we are all just so happy to be able to have them be a part of it. So I kind of went like long-winded with that. But really quick also, I want to say DJ Ducey out of Johannesburg, South Africa. I've actually been Skyping with him this whole time. He's trying to call in. He's having so many problems. So I am so sorry if we can't get him on, but he's definitely trying to. We're trying to get all these kinks fixed so he can be able to call in via Skype. We got about 7 minutes, so we do have time. So I'm gonna go ahead and jot and let you go ahead and say what you were saying before I cut you off.
Well, speaking on the brothers from Senegal, I mean, that's just a testimony to basically as MCs, we're kind of taking on the role of the griot or the griot, and also it's a testament to our responsibility as MCs. We carry the information to the people, you know, and we've always kind of worked through the spoken word and things like that. So it's kind of like the art returning back to where it came from. That's kind of ill and kind of kicking back and seeing how cyclical that is. And I mean, the responsibility of an MC is just great. Even, you know, when Charles Barkley back in the day said, "I am not a role model." Well, yeah, you can declare that, but you know, you still got eyes on you, you know, and yeah, that's a responsibility that everybody has. Some people take it, some people don't, you know. But
exactly.
Yeah, and to take on the mantle of the voice of the voiceless, I mean, that's a serious responsibility, you know, and just how the brothers from Senegal and as it is, and you know, DJ Ducey. All of us live this, you know. It's not just stuff we talk about in our music. It's in our everyday actions and a part of our life story. So, you know, I really do believe y'all got the right people for the job this time, you know.
Yeah, so. I definitely do. And also, we're actually still finalizing bringing on some major mainstream artists. But, you know, the politics with with getting that out. So we really don't want to push. I know I will let the listeners know that we do have some hopefuls. And I will say this, we actually talked to most deaf people. Most deaf is definitely interested. So we got that in the works, and I think that that wouldn't be politically incorrect. Yeah, I don't think I was politically incorrect in sharing that. So definitely. So he's definitely interested. Like I said, I think that everybody that we want to be part of this tour is really coming together because we're getting these phone calls from people from these different camps that say, yeah, they want to be in. It's not even about the money. It's about the movement. And I think it's definitely about time and to bring more conscious music to the forefront. And as I said before, we're not trying to, push other forms of hip hop away. We're just wanting to give these artists, these conscious artists, just their fair share in the mainstream marketplace. And once you get enough people behind it, then the people that really make the decisions, they'll go ahead and see that there is that audience that still loves this type of music, and they'll get behind it as well. It's just all about creating that the large movement, getting enough people behind it, and putting it out there. And even if for some odd reason the Explore South Africa tour doesn't become as large as we hope, I feel like even if it impacts one life, we've done something. You know, I think that if we didn't do anything else but what we've done thus far, that would be, that's a lot. It really is, because it's starting something and getting people to think. I just had to say that.
Oh, yeah. I believe, or I don't believe, I know that this tour is already successful. As it, mm-hmm. Because I mean, we're talking about consciousness, and what we're doing is we're bringing consciousness to the collective conscious. You know, just that act alone is bringing it into fruition and alone. And I believe that the Most High and the ancestors are really smiling upon this venture and will bless it. You know, so.
Right. I definitely agree. I want to say, I know I was just talking to DJ Juicy on Skype. We got about 30 minutes. He said that things may turn around and he probably can call in. And if we can get him in, we can definitely extend the show. So I just wanted him to know that. I definitely want to put it out there really quick and give some shouts out to As It Is. She'll be performing in South Africa. South Africa in April, but she'll be performing tomorrow in New Orleans, and of course, shouts out to Waterflow and Eyewitness of the Senegal's hip hop band Wajibo, because they're out of the country touring and they're doing some awesome things. We actually played two of their tracks tonight, and it was Message of Hope as well as Senegal, and those two tracks were definitely. Definitely profound, and I know that I'll definitely keep those in heavy rotation as well. Alrighty, so if we can't get DJ Juicy on, we'll be doing another show December the 11th, 2011. I think that date might mean something as well.
Oh, yeah.
So that's actually my mother's birthday, and definitely. So really quick, Ja, I want you to share with our listeners your Facebooks and your Twitter page.
Okay. I can be found on Facebook. If you search Ja, J-A-H-I, Witness, M-C-E-M-C-E-E, you'll definitely find me. So that's my Facebook artist page, my Facebook personal page, Like both of them, friend both of them. I love to talk to people. My Twitter is all one, Ja Eyewitness, J-A-H-I, Witness. You can hit me on Twitter. I'm on Google+. I'm on MySpace. Like anywhere on the web, I try to be there and make sure consciousness is represented in that space. It's our responsibility as conscious artists to balance this thing out, so we got to make sure we spread out there. I can be found in all those ways. If you Google Ja Eyewitness, you'll definitely find me. If you Google my birth name, Genesis Oshagboro, I know that
okay.
last one's kind of that last one's kind of tough, but Genesis, G-E-N-E-S-I-S,
okay,
the last
cool.
name, O-S-A-G-B-O-R-O, yeah.
All right, thanks so much, John. Our time is up. We got about 10 seconds. I want to end it with a quote from, this is from Waterflow, and if I can get the quote before we lose our time. They say, this is what Waterflow said. He said, I became a hip-hop singer not for the success of, or my own glory, but to be the voice of the voiceless. That was from Waterflow, y'all. Marinate on that. Find us on Twitter, hashtag ESAT. That's our time. Peace and blessings. We are out. We'll end it with Waterflow, message of hope.
A story from Senegal in Western Africa. In a country where poverty is still widespread, a group of young musicians are developing a unique brand of hip-hop, sending a message of hope to the country's younger generation. A story from Senegal, from the capital city of Dakar.
Me, I am Senegal. So, of course, I love Senegal.
Uh-huh. Yo.
Salou wero khair ci bir xel beuti beuti. Rouy juké med doon bakkan dadi dekki. Xam xam bi law waak akan. Ku ñu xamul degg nga ñu, ku ñu degg yépp nga ñu. Ñaari koor yalla juké suuf jom kaw. Doon jom law ba faaw di xéxal neew di doole. Wëri réew réew taxaw kat ci li ñi woté.
Hip-hop artists have a special mission. You say what you're in for.